Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Jewish State Studios. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good, man. I'm glad that Zoom cares about my privacy and, is really clear about notifying me every time that the meeting's being recorded, just 'cause, I don't wanna something, 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 internet.
That's right.
It's always good to know.
So today we are talking about the La Gloria Cubana Spirit of the Lady Toro. Cigar is 6 inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the General Cigar Dominicana factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Honduran Osa. Binder is Cameroon. Filler is from Mexico, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic. Price point is $12.99, and the cigar was released in March of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Hey, this is $13.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Yep.
I didn't know that until just now.
Wow.
That kind of
Don't tell
further
me
disappoints
changes
me.
my mind. Okay, yeah.
It's further disappointing.
I didn't think I could be any more disappointed, and yet here we are.
Yeah, it's like give me that Avo Classic. Profile wise, a lot of red pepper, hay, leather, bitter. Like when you over roast something, whether it's coffee or nuts, like you get that charry, bitter kind of note. Like that's exactly what I got out of it. The best part for me was retrohaling because when I retrohale for whatever reason within my senses, I don't taste bitterness, which is a good thing. So I don't know. Like I just, on another finish, got more of that leather. I don't like leather in cigars, so I got a lot of leather in this cigar. So, man, I just, you know what's good is so something positive to talk about within doing this review is so I turn on the Bluetooth speaker and I turn on Incubus, which is a band
Oh,
that I really
God.
enjoy from back
I
in the
love
day.
Incubus. Man, you love
Right?
Incubus too? Love it. What did he put on?
Morning View.
Oh, what a fantastic album.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So,
Aqueous Transmissions is like the best
yes.
song to listen to before bed.
Yep. Or after smoking a bowl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it's trippy then, man.
No.
The frogs.
Yeah. So that was the highlight, honestly, guys. I know, the YouTube trolls are like, Drew's just gonna talk about just some other cigar, but please come and view these YouTube videos to hear me talk about my listening pleasures.
There
And then
you
we could talk more. Comment below.
What your favorite album is
I
when
don't
you're smoking a
yeah.
cigar?
You're
Oh
smoking this
man.
cigar. What's the
Look at
best
this
music
cigar.
pairing?
Yeah.
Something
All right, Seth, what
angry.
was your experience like?
I found no spirit and there sure as hell was no lady. So I mean, listen, it was dry earth, cocoa powder, a little bit of leather, this metallic spice. There was that artificial sweetness, which I couldn't tell if it was helping the cigar or hurting the cigar, but either way, it was irritating me just throughout. So, medium strength and body, just underfilled. I felt like disappointment.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I didn't realize the price tag on this. I guess we'll talk about that when we do the after thing, but yeah, I mean the artificial sweetener. So for me, it definitely didn't taste like it was on the cap. It tasted like either the binder or some of the filler tobacco had been dipped in artificial sweetener. So curiously, it was the least offensive artificial sweetener I think I've had on a cigar because it wasn't super intense. But I have a particular thing for artificial sweetener. I just don't like it. It's one of those flavors that's like really aggressive to me. And so it was like June or like Seth was saying, it's distracting. So, I'm trying to get the flavors out, and then there's like this cloying artificial sweetness on my palate. But when I got past that, there really wasn't much there. There was dry wood, there was red pepper, potting soil. It's just like, okay. And the thing kept going out. Like I'd take six, eight puffs and it'd go out, and then I'd take six, eight puffs and then it'd go out. And so, curiously, even though it was like massively underfilled, and by the way, quality control at that factory needs to really take a look because like day one of a somebody on the factory floor should be able to tell that that was massively underfilled. And yet it smoked for like 2 hours and 38 minutes. So, you know, it wouldn't even put me out of my misery. I kept relighting this thing, kept smoking this thing. And I'm like, please, can this review just be over with? That being said, the flavor profile wasn't that offensive. It just wasn't interesting at all. So it was a very long and boring 2 hours and 40 minutes with, 5 relights, which is a new personal record for developing palates. And curiously, the draw was towards the open spectrum. So how this thing managed to burn for 2 hours and 38 minutes, I don't know. But I would not smoke this again. You could not pay me to smoke this again. Aaron, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I thought the flavor profile was quite average. Focused around musty and toasted wood, some black pepper through the first half. Things ended on a bit of a down note. There was a decent level of bitterness that joined in. That faint synthetic sweetness that you know both Seth and John mentioned, just kind of present on random draws here and there for me. But I wasn't expecting that. Like Seth said, I was like, I don't know if if it detracted or if it helped. Like. Maybe it kind of kept my attention because I was like, when am I going to get it again? I don't know. But I'm not going to be one that just says, you know, this is crap cigar because it has some added sweetness to it. Because it's not, look, it's not from the tobacco. It's added. It doesn't taste natural.
Yeah, don't try and tell me. Don't try and tell me that.
Not what makes the cigar bad.
No, it is. In fact, I might argue that might have been one of the better qualities.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So yeah, nothing particularly engaging about the cigar other than that sweetness that I just was curious about how frequently I get it, where's it coming from, that kind of a thing. But with the price point on the cigar, there's zero chance I'm coming back to it. So yeah, not going to happen. All right, going to start at the top in the scores with June at 5.75. I gave it a 5.05. John gave it a 4.48. Seth gave it a 4.03. So June had that 5.75 matchup for you.
It's just average taste. I actually had a really good burn and draw performance, and I think that's where I mainly differed with a good amount of you guys. So, yeah. But I agree in the sense with the rest of you guys in the sense that there's no way I'm going to smoke this thing again.
My 5.05 matches up well. It was a below average flavor profile, kind of some iffy construction. I actually had a tight draw, just a little wavy burn. I had to do a touch up on it. Cigar never went out on me, but it was just you know enough kind of things that were just like little irritating components here and there. So mine matches up well. All right, John, 4.48.
Yeah, that matches up to the experience I had. Average flavor profile with just the worst burn imaginable and just really generally shoddy construction. In fact, just to really hammer that point home, if you were to shop and you sold a cigar like this for $12.50, you should be embarrassed because the construction is just that bad.
All right, Seth, 4.03.
Yeah, terrible construction and below average flavors from start to finish. Just was, blah.
Yep. I did dig the band on this cigar. I like that 50s kind of style with like the airline kind of whatever font or whatever, kind of like the faded-ish colors. And
that's
I
true.
Dig that. But
I think in general, La Gloria's marketing and packaging is pretty on point.
They do great packaging. They just can't put blends together.
Remember the you know, and here's the thing. It's like, remember that Kolesion Reserva that Ernie did, which was Sumatra, which was like better than anything Ernie did that year. And then, so it's like you make that great La Gloria Cubana, which does nothing, gains no ground on the market whatsoever. And then you release, I mean, they probably had something between these two, but then you release something like this. It's just like, what are you doing? Are you even paying attention? Do you know what people who smoke La Gloria smokes? And it's one of these things, you know, I don't know, General, Altadas, all these people, they should stop trying to make Monte Cristos for everyone. Focus on making Monte Cristos that Monte Cristo people like, then have Henry Clay's that those like people like, just get them smoking your entire portfolio rather than every single Monte Cristo and nothing else. Like when Ernie was making La Gloria Cubana back in Miami, they had a role there. La Gloria Cubana was doing something. And now it's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. That's kind of been banished to the Forge Cigar Company now, you know, kind of, it's not even in the regular General portfolio. So
Yeah, I don't understand that. What is that change going to bring now that like this LGC is being a part of Forge, like
separate sales force?
It probably makes the general numbers look better, and then they can have Forge just be that struggling tax write-off.
Yeah.
Actually, wait a minute. Is Justin and Diesel in Forged? If they are, I did not say
I don't think so,
that.
but I know that Justin's working both sides, so yeah.
Oh.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.